This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Brian. I come from a small town by Dayton, Ohio. It's crazy. I've actually just listened to you guys since yesterday, but I think I've gone through about 30 episodes, and it's actually made me feel more comfortable about talking about this. It made me feel less weird because I've always been someone who, I guess the word is sensitive towards spirits or ghosts or whatever they are. I've always kind of always felt like I've either been watched, or I always feel when there's a different presence in the room that no one else can see. And, you know, this show has been awesome and makes me feel less weird about that stuff. But three stories, two of them super short and the one kind of more detailed. My first one I'd like to talk about is with my grandma. She was like my mom growing up, and she passed away a few years ago. And me and my mom were still living in her house that she lived in. And it was a couple nights after her funeral. And it was just like any other night. You know, I don't really think a lot about ghosts unless, you know, I feel like there's a presence. And I was sitting there asleep, and then around, it was 3-something at night, I wake up, and my grandma is right next to my bed, just staring at me. And, you know, you wake up, and your dead grandma's right there. First thing I do, turn on my light, and she's not even there. And, that was weird. And then the second story I have, I work at a small theater that at the time was going through changes. They just got bought out, and the whole process of the changeover wasn't happening yet, but it was in that beginning process. And me and my buddy who worked there at the time, we were just sitting there on one of the benches, and there's the ropes that, you know, kind of direct people where to go. And we were just sitting there, and all of a sudden, one of the ropes just suddenly fell to the ground out of nowhere. And these things have like the hooks where you'd have to like physically go up and unhook it for it to drop. So first thing we did, we ran upstairs, got on the cameras, and rest assured, you can actually see it lift up a little bit and then just fall to the ground. And I have tons of those stories, but I could call in another day for that. Main story I want to tell, a little bit of this one's a little bit longer. One day I was at my friend's house, and it was in high school, and I always like stayed at his house, and you know, we always stayed at his dad's house. His parents were separated, but his dad's house was kind of the more fun house. Nothing against his mom's, you know, she was very nice, but there was a little bit more freedom, and when you're a teenager, that's all you really care about. Anyway, we always like had weird feelings while we're there, especially his dog. There'd be times where his dog would just start looking into like the hallway of the house and just start growling. And we always got freaked out about that. And then one summer, his sister had moved out. She was going to college, so he was taking over a room in the basement. And to understand this part of the story, I got to get a little descriptive. Pretty much there was the staircase, and underneath the staircase, there was a pillows, blankets, stuff like that, just storage underneath the stairs. And right, the first thing after the stairs was a little workout area, but I mean, there was like a lot of stuff there. They had treadmills, the bike, free weights, bench press, just, you know, it was a home little workout center. And from there, there was the furnace and all, you know, the rest of the everything that goes to the furnace. And then there was the washer and dryer and like a toilet with a sink. And then on the all the way from there was Ethan's room that was also connected to a little computer room that had just been built and made, walled up. The two rooms were connected, but they were separated by one of those sliding plastic doors, that kind of accordion when you have to open them. Well, one night, staying the night, just like I have tons of times, and we were in the basement, and like I said, right underneath the staircase was where all the storage was, and then his room was all the way on the other side, which if I had to put feet to it, it'd probably be like 40 feet from the staircase. I don't know. I'm not really good with measurements, but there's a good amount of distance, as you can tell from everything that was in between the bedroom and the stairs. Well, I was there grabbing stuff, you know, to get ready to go to bed, and I hear very distinctly, "Hey, Brian," just like that. It was kind of like it sounded distant enough to where it might have been my friend, and then, but it was still weird, so I, you know, I go, yeah? He said, "What?" And he's like kind of, you know, raising his voice, like, "What?" Because, you know, the amount of distance between his room and the stairs. I said, "Did you just say my name?" He says no, and we both get this shocked look on our face. I grab everything that I needed and just booked it to his room and shut the door. Then, you know, nighttime comes, and he was always the person that would have to sleep with the TV playing, and I was more of a, oh, I need silence when I sleep. So he was fast asleep, and I was sitting there, and where I was laying was right next to the TV, so after I could tell he was asleep because I could hear him snoring, I turn off the TV, and his dog, Drake, was sitting on my lap. And then he went and laid on my legs, and I fell asleep. In the middle of the night, I just randomly woke up because I had one of those feelings that I was being watched. And all of a sudden, I see Drake's head come up, and he's looking at the divider between Ethan's bedroom and the computer room. And I'm sitting there, you know, obviously I just woke up, so I'm like trying to like focus, and I look towards the thing where he's looking and whimpering, and all of a sudden the divider is wide open, and I could see it looked like maybe a man, a very tall man. He was, all I could see was like just the silhouette. It was black, and I was trying to like focus on it. And then this is the part that gets crazy. The door slams, and not even 1 second after that door slammed shut, I hear footsteps running up the stairs. As I described earlier, this was a pretty big basement, and there was a lot of stuff between his room and the stairs, and it would have been physically impossible for any human to be able to, oh God, sorry, getting goosebumps here. It would have been physically impossible for a human to slam that door and be able to run up that stairs right after, because it just, it doesn't add up. And yeah, it was just like, after that, you know, I was pretty shook up. I stayed awake for a little bit, but then, you know, I turned on this little lamp and I went back to sleep. And then in the morning, you know, my buddy, he asked why the light was on and stuff, and then why his dog was kind of hiding. And I explained to him what I witnessed, and finally, you know, we were like, you know what, let's talk to your dad about it. We told his dad about everything we've witnessed, and we found out that the person that owned the house before they bought it actually passed away in the house. And the more, when we heard that, it all just kind of clicked with us. Of course, you know, he was kind of skeptical and said, there's no ghost, there's no such thing as ghosts, but it was something that has always stuck in my head and has always stuck with me. And it's from that point on, you know, I started doing a little amateur investigating. I don't have nearly any good equipment, but I, you know, I go to places, and I, you know, when I sense something, you know, I know that there's something around. And I've had plenty of other experiences, especially at my old job. But yeah, just again, thank you guys for having this podcast. I mean, I don't know how everyone else feels, but it is kind of a reassuring thing to know that you're not the only one out there experiencing a lot of these situations, these abnormalities, if you will, or whatever it is. Thank you, and hopefully this will make it on the air so someone else can know that, hey, you're not crazy. They're just other people out there. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.